From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
And I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
How do we stop school shootings? What if we gave teachers the guns?
What if? One area school district says arming teachers is the answer.
Last fall, the Tamaqua Area School District in northeastern Pennsylvania made headlines for embracing a controversial policy that's becoming increasingly common across the U.S., letting teachers and other school staff carry guns as a deterrent against school shootings. It's an idea supported by the NRA.
Schools must be the most hardened targets in this country.
By President Donald Trump.
A teacher would have a concealed gun on them. They'd go for special training, and they would be there, and you would no longer have a gun-free zone.
Now, the school district is facing two lawsuits from parents and teachers. So why is a relatively pro-gun community divided on this issue?
Today's show, a teacher's right to bear arms. Reporter Jen Kinney has been following this story for Keystone Crossroads.
Tamaqua is in Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. It's in the sort of coal region of eastern Pennsylvania, and it's a town of about 7,000 people. It's a place where people hunt often. It's, you know, really common to have a relationship to guns, including the teachers at the school. Many of them hunt. Actually, on my way to the first school board meeting that was public about the gun policy, there was someone drove by with a bumper sticker that said, "Only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun."
Take us through what the school board did. What is this policy that they implemented?
So shortly after the shooting in Parkland, Florida, in February of 2018.
Coming on the air at this hour with news of a school shooting in South Florida. This took place in Parkland, Florida, at Douglas High School. No word yet.
The school board in Tamaqua started to talk about arming teachers. And they had actually talked about it once before in 2013 after the Sandy Hook shooting. But this time they were talking about it, and it wasn't totally public that they were talking about it for a couple of months. They say that they communicated this to the teachers union. The teachers union says they didn't know it was really a serious policy. So the school board voted on it in September, but most people in the community didn't find out until a month later when it was in the newspaper for the first time. So it had already become policy in Tamaqua.
Without any public input.
Without public input. It would be a voluntary program. The idea is that around 12 people, teachers or staff, would volunteer to carry, and they would be distributed between the different buildings. So any given day, maybe 3 people in the high school, 3 people in the middle school would be armed, and you wouldn't know who. People who support this policy, who think that this is a good idea, their argument is that the longer it takes to stop a school shooter, the more people will die. And so by that logic, if you have people already armed in the school, they can respond more quickly than a police officer can. To date, a lot of the schools that have armed staff, they're really rural schools. There might be places where it would take 45 minutes for police to arrive. Tamaqua's not quite like that. Like, there is a police department nearby. It's not a very big town. You could say that some of the schools are further than the police, but it's not a very rural place.
Okay, so who are some people who are arguing for this policy?
In Tamaqua, the people who are really spearheading this policy are two members of the school board. There's school board president Larry Wittig, and there's member Nicholas Boyle.
Nick Boyle. I'm a school board director.
Who chairs their security committee. He also says one of the motivations here is funding.
And there is no price on a child's life, and we get that. But in reality, everything runs on a budget. There is numbers for everything. So, I mean, yes, can we hire a police force for Tamaqua? Absolutely. We'll kill band. We'll kill the football team. We won't, you know, we'll kill this. We'll kill drama. We'll, you know, kill all these after school activities to do this. If that's what they want, but we only have so much money to work with.
So I'm trying to wrap my brain around how this would work. Will the people carrying the guns be trained?
Yes. So the way that this policy would work is that the people who volunteer to carry, they would be sent to some kind of training program. And the one that they initially had talked about, there's a group in Ohio called Faster Saves Lives, and they offer trainings for teachers that school districts ordinarily, they would put up the money for their teachers to go and do this training.
So what does the staff at the school think about this policy? What did they say about it when it came to light?
Yeah, so when it did come to light, most people found out about it in the newspaper. So teachers at the school, parents, they learned about it not from the school district directly, but from the news, including Frank Wenzel.
I'm the Tamaqua Area Education Association president.
Who is a sixth grade math teacher in Tamaqua and is the president of the Tamaqua Education Association, the local teachers union.
Most teachers, the majority of teachers, are not for other teachers carrying firearms.
I caught up with him in November. There was this first big public meeting, and like 100 people packed the middle school cafeteria to have this first public forum on the policy. And they had a ton of questions about how this would work. Like, is an armed teacher supposed to leave their classroom and their students and go pursue a shooter? Does that make the kids unsafe? They wanted to know, is this going to increase the insurance burden on the school? Like, what is this going to cost on a macro level? And one of the things the teachers are concerned about is the possibility that they would have to shoot a student that they know.
What do parents think?
At that public meeting in November, most parents who spoke were opposed to the policy. This one group of parents started to organize. They've been calling themselves Tamaqua Citizens for Safe Schools. I spoke to a parent, Liz Pinky. She's part of this Tamaqua Citizens for Safe Schools group.
I live in Tamaqua downtown, and I've grown up in this district my entire life.
And they came up with all these alternatives. And the school board actually let them give those recommendations at that November meeting. And they were things like asking, why isn't the school district using metal detectors that they already own?
The school does have metal detectors. They are not employed regularly. They've had some pushback that it takes too long to put kids through them, but we have several school districts around us that do successfully use them.
Why aren't we hiring armed guards? The parents said they would be totally open to that, someone being armed in the school, just as long as it's not a teacher.
I have three children in the district, and like I said, we've grown up with guns. They've grown up with guns. Guns are a part of the culture around here. So, and that's the thing. Our stance is not against guns. Certainly in the right situation, they're a very effective tool. It's just that the guns don't belong here.
And the school board did respond to some of these parents' concerns. They began to use the metal detectors after that meeting, and they say that they're open to other suggestions. I did talk to a few supportive parents, Jessica Turpak.
T-I-R-P-A-K.
She has children in the district, and she told me, you know, they're a very gun-supportive household. She teaches her kids not to be afraid of guns.
I'd like to see teachers carry. I would like to see officers in the school. I am for guns in the school, 100%.
But she also said, you know, she's not happy about it.
Unfortunately, we send our children out to school to learn, and it's a sad day and age we live in that we have to have this implemented, but it's the times we live in.
And what do students say about this policy?
Only a few students have spoken really publicly about it. There were two students who spoke up at that November meeting, and they said, you know, they want to feel safe with their teachers, and that's really their concern. They feel like you don't know if your teacher's carrying. It just creates uncertainty that makes them feel unsafe.
So, Jen, recently the school board voted to temporarily suspend implementation of this policy after all of that.
So they decided to suspend implementation for a pretty simple reason, because they got sued twice.
The board decided to go forward with this policy to arm teachers, and that has resulted in litigation. A suit filed by the union about a month ago, and yesterday a group of families from Tamaqua filed a lawsuit in Schuylkill County to challenge the policy as a violation of Pennsylvania law.
So the teachers union sued about a week after that meeting in November, and then in January, a group of parents sued. And between that time, something that had kept coming up at school board meetings, this Tamaqua Citizens for Safe Schools group kept asking, are staff currently armed? Are you implementing the policy? And the board didn't want to answer that question.
Wait, they wouldn't answer whether the teachers were carrying guns, like, at that moment?
That's correct.
We cannot speak about policy. I just wanted to confirm or ask if there is anybody who is armed on school premises at any time at this time.
I don't think we should have that is. I appreciate the question, but it's inappropriate at this time.
Different school districts are doing this in different ways, but it does seem like in a lot of cases there's a bit of a veil over who is making the decisions and sort of who is armed.
Jen, what's their legal argument in these lawsuits?
The teacher's lawsuit says that there is a process for having people armed in your school, but there's a certain amount of training that the law requires. They're saying Tamaqua's training requirement isn't enough. It doesn't go as far as the law requires. And they're also saying it creates an unsafe work environment. So now these lawsuits have been filed. The school board wasn't answering whether or not teachers were armed. And I think that just started to create this like difficulty for the school board. And so they decided that while the lawsuits are playing out, they're going to officially suspend implementation.
So that's like indefinitely.
Yeah, so it is held up right now by these lawsuits, but the school board has said they are still committed to it. Once the legal situation is resolved, they would like to be able to implement it.
I mean, does this controversy just sort of point to the fact that the issue of guns is scary and doesn't have a lot of simple solutions, and people are sort of grasping at anything they can to try to deal with it and just aren't that good at it right now?
Yeah, so I do think that's part of it, people feeling like we don't yet know what to do to stop school shootings. And yet some of the parents in Tamaqua are saying we do have some answers. And the school board in Tamaqua didn't go to them before they went to this policy of giving teachers and other staff guns.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
And that's it for the show. The Why is produced by me and Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Alex Stern and Kelsey Hansen. Today's episode had production help from Jen Kinney. We also had editorial direction from Katie Colinari.
Subscribe to the podcast and don't forget to leave a review.
Got a comment? Reach out at AnnetteJH, at Shai Ben-Yaakov, or at Alex Ray Stern.
We'll be back tomorrow.